morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening from. I want to thank you for joining me again today on this platform. My name is Godfirst Chijoke Nwongo, and here we transform people's life, reconcile them back to God, making them to have a better life and to fulfill their glorious destiny through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. Thank you for always being with me, and I'm going to continue with the message we started, the Great Commission. The Great Commission is what the Lord has given to us, the mandate God has given to us to go into the world and preach the gospel, making disciples for Him. Let's quickly read the Bible in the book of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 and 19. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Say, go into the world and teach all nations, baptizing them. The Lord has commissioned us into this great assignment for Him because we love Him and He loves us the more. And for us to show that we love God, we must go and preach the gospel to every nation, to every creature, teaching them what the Lord Jesus Christ have taught us, which is the mind of God to creation, which is the mind of God to mankind. Preach the gospel. Take the gospel to all over the world. No matter the religion of the person, no matter your religion, no matter wherever you belong to, you must hear this gospel, because this is the eternal life gospel. This is the only ticket we have that will set us free. It's our everlasting saving ticket. So, notwithstanding whom you are and where you belong to, know that the Word of God, you need it more than every other thing. Just like the Word of God said that it is not to the will of God that all men should perish, but all men should come into the knowledge of truth. His mind is for you to come to the knowledge of truth, for you to know this gospel that will set you free, for you to know this gospel that will make you free and to deliver you from that captivity, to make your ways to go well. God don't want you to perish, but rather He wants you to come into the knowledge of truth. And you're a believer listening to me right now. You are not publishing the gospel. You're not preaching the gospel. You are not telling someone how the Word of God can transform his or her life. I want you to begin to do that right now, because it is the mandate that the Lord has given to us. This is the great mandate. It is the great commission that the gospel of Jesus Christ will get all over the world. We get to all over the world. And it is the task of you and I to make it to happen for God. So as you have heard me today, you have not given your life to Christ, you don't know Jesus, I want you to take that bold step right now and say, Father, I want to know you. Jesus, come into my heart. Come and dwell in me. Help me to develop that relationship with God. Bring me into your kingdom so that I will also go and witness and bring in souls for you in the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. And also, you are a believer, but you know that you are not engaging into this great assignment, into this great task. I want to encourage you right now to take that bold step of reconciliation and return back to God and tell God, I'll begin to publish your gospel. I'll begin to publish the Word of God. I'll begin to take it all around the world so that other people will be blessed. And as you do it, your heavens will open in the name of Jesus. The Lord said that, lo, I am with you even into the end of the world. God is with you. Do not be afraid. One may say, how do I start? What will I do? No resources, no this, no that. God, who has given you the assignment, will also make provisions for you. Do not be afraid, but rather, take that bold step. Take the spirit of sound mind and move in publishing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as you do it, the Lord will bless you maximally in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank everyone for listening to me this hour. And I believe the word of God that you have heard today have transformed your life. And I pray that your life will remain transformed to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you, all my friends, all my followers, everyone that is part of this great commission, that is part of this great platform. I say thank you. May the Lord be with you always in the name of Jesus. Remember, Jesus loves you. We love you. Jesus is Lord. Amen.